91X News.
It's minus one and windy at noon from the QNET Newsroom. Good afternoon, I'm Daria Bekuzheva. A tender call for the general contractor job for phase 3 of the downtown Belleville revitalization project will close tomorrow afternoon. 34 tender packages were chosen, most of them are by sub-trades or construction associations. Landcore Corin Excavating, that was one of two qualified tenders, was chosen as a bidder for phase 1 and 2 and is also bidding for phase 3. The budget for phase 3 is $12 million. City Council will likely choose a general contractor later this month. Due to strong winds, there were some power outages in Belleville and in the area last night. More than 1,400 homes in the Quinte region were affected. There are still some outages south of Rosson off Highway 37 and around Priskill Provincial Park in Brighton. The Royal Bank of Canada on the front street will officially close its doors next Friday at 12 p.m. RBC Regional Vice President Randy Trednick said that employees and business will merge with the bank on the North Front Street. The last day of operation will be Thursday, March 16th. The mayor of Belleville, Tasso Christopher, encourages business owners and residents along Highway 62 to use the city water. Mayor made the announcement during a city council. If anyone wants to use the city water instead of the well water, they should contact the city for more information. Ottawa Mayor Jim Watson announced this morning that he hopes to be re-elected in municipal election in 2018. Watson posted a statement on Facebook listing his accomplishments and saying that serving as a mayor has been a tremendous honor and that he's proud of his record. Watson was elected as Ottawa's mayor in 2010 and 2014. Liberal backbenchers voted in favor of a bill that bans genetic discrimination. The bill is known as S-201. According to the bill, if potential customers want to get a policy, it will be a crime for insurance companies to demand a DNA test from the customers. Protection from the genetic discrimination will now be included in Canadian Labour Code and the Canadian Human Rights Code. Prime Minister Justin Trudeau earlier opposed the bill and called it unconstitutional because it interferes with the provincial jurisdiction. The bill was passed by a vote of 222-60 last night. The federal government and Canada's big banks announced that up to $1 billion over 10 years will go to small and medium-sized businesses to help them grow. Finance Minister Bill Morneau says in the first year, $500 million would be set aside with hopes that it will double over the next 9 years.
So this is a collaborative effort, a $500 million funding effort for those organizations, one which, with success, we hope might move to a $1 billion funding opportunity for small and medium-sized organizations in our country.
Recent Canada statistics show that Canadian women earned 80 cents an hour for every dollar that men made in 2015. The data was released yesterday. It shows that the gender wage gap of Canadians aged 25 to 54 decreased by 10 cents since 1981. It's partly due to the fact that more women earn university degrees. Canadian women are still more likely to work in traditional female fields like nursing, sales, administration or service. And they are less likely to be employed than Canadian men, 77.5% for women and 85.3% for men in 2015. In annual wages, women earn 74 cents for every dollar men earn in 2015. WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange says his group will work with technology companies to help defend them against the Central Intelligence Agency's hacking tools. WikiLeaks revealed the CIA's hacking activities in a massive document leak that was published on Tuesday. In an online press conference, Assange acknowledged that no companies have asked for more details about the CIA's cyber espionage toolkit.
We have decided to work with them to give them some exclusive access to the additional technical details we have so that fixes can be developed and pushed out so people can be secured.
Pope Francis says there are dangers of rising populism in Western democracies. Reporter Nicole Winfeld says the Pope made the remarks in an interview with a German newspaper.
He says populism is evil, straight out, and he says that the past century's history has shown that it can end very badly. He didn't name names. In previous interviews, he has said similar things and has actually cited the case of the rise of Hitler in Nazi Germany.
Catholic Church is experiencing priest shortage. Pope Francis also says that removing the celibacy rule is not the answer to this issue. Nicole Winfield. Reporter Nicole Winfield says Francis is open to study whether it's possible to ordain married men in a recent interview.
He spoke about the possibility of ordaining married men. This is a proposal that has been around for decades, using these viri provati, these men of proven faith, to take on some ministering obligations, particularly in remote Catholic communities where they're facing dire shortages of priests.
Hawaii has become the U.S. first state to sue in hopes to stop President Donald Trump's revised travel ban. Reporter Jonathan Carl says Hawaii's lawsuit claims Trump's executive order will harm the state's Muslim population, tourism, and foreign students.
The state of Hawaii is arguing that the travel ban is unconstitutional because effectively it is not much different than the first travel ban, which was blocked by the courts. The White House, however, believes they are on solid legal ground, that they have narrowed this travel ban so that it will withstand legal scrutiny.
That's QNET News on 91X to 1206. Sport is next.
On the journey to a new career, there are a handful of pivotal moments. When you seize them, these moments are like springboards, launching you toward your dreams. The next pivotal moment on your journey is Saturday, April 8th. That's the Spring Open House at Loyalist College. You can join a group session, speak one-on-one with professors, and learn all about that program you've been considering. The Spring Open House at Loyalist. Seize this moment. Saturday, April 8th from 10 to 1. Loyalist College. They put you to work.
Good afternoon. I'm Daria Begujiva with QNET Sports. Nicholson Crusaders defeated Windsor AJ Lajeunesse Royals 69-68 in a game for the bronze medal final of the Provincial Basketball Championships last night in Windsor. Quinte Christian Eagles were defeated 3-1 by Welland's ECS Jean Vanier Lynx in the championship quarterfinals at the OFSA A Girls Volleyball Championships last night in Welland. Windsor Riverside Rebels earned the silver medal as Burlington Corpus Christi won the gold medal at the OFSA AA Girls Volleyball Championships final last night at Nicholson Catholic College. Hamilton St. Mary captured bronze over number 15 Etobicoke, Sylvia Thorne. Port Hope Panthers won over Napanee Riders with a 3-2 score last night in Napanee in Game 3 of the PJHL Todd Division Finals. The Wellington Dukes will host the Whitby Ferry in Game 4 tonight of the OJHL Northeast Conference quarterfinal playoff series. The game will start at 7:30 p.m. at S-Rock Arena. Trenton Golden Hawks lost last night to the Newmarket Hurricanes in Game 3 with a score 3-2. The Pittsburgh Penguins won 7-4 over the Winnipeg Jets. Winnipeg forward Nick Eller says that the team's power play is not working well.
Our power play is not working great right now. We're making some mistakes, and we're taking the power play too lightly.
The Boston Celtics beat the Warriors 99-86. Warriors guard Klay Thompson says he doesn't like losing.
It's never fun to lose at any level, and it was definitely tougher than winning. So we'll get better from, like I said, it's better to go through the stretch now than a month or a month and a half, and we'll get it back in Minnesota, and our goal is not to look too far ahead and just one day at a time.
It was the fourth straight victory for the Utah Jazz that won with 115-108 over the Houston Rockets. Rockets guard James Harden says they weren't able to shut down the Jazz late in the game.
Just late in that fourth quarter, we couldn't get a stop. You know, we had a couple of deflections and a couple of offensive rebounds or whatnot, so you know, you gotta finish the possession. You gotta gain rebound, especially a good team like that.
Send us your team or league scores at our email qnetnewsdesk@gmail.com. The weather is mainly cloudy. The wind is coming west with 20 kilometers per hour. Tonight is going to be partly cloudy with a low minus of 8 degrees. At 12:09, it's minus 1 degree. QNET News on the air on 91X and online at qnetnews.ca. Remember to follow us on Twitter and like us on Facebook. I'm Daria Begujiva, QNET News on 91X, next at 1.